So to start with, if you can just simply sit comfortably. You don't need to close your eyes, but you could either close your eyes or turn your gaze inward and welcome your experience just as it is. And relax into presence, whichever way that appears to you. There's no prescribed way you need to be, nothing that you need to do, nothing that you need to figure out, accomplish, or resolve. Simply for the duration of this meeting, as best you can, do nothing. Notice whatever appears to you as sensations within your body, thoughts appearing. And allow them to be just as they are, without any effort. You don't need to correct your experience or improve your experience or adjust your experience. You can just let it be as it is. You are this effortless, aware presence. Thoughts appear to you. The sound of these words, hearing, appears to you. The gentle movement of the breath appears to you. There is no personal doer. And thank goodness for that. Everything that is unfolding is unfolding out of the universal doing. Like the weather, like the sunshine. Like the heartbeat. It is all unfolding effortlessly. A universal manifestation. Creation, creativity. And we are not apart from that. We are this creativity, this creation. And we are the awareness that knows, that it perceives. I know I perceive. And this awareness that knows that it is. I know I am. It's inherent to our reality that we are aware and that we are. We all share that. We all know that I am, and I am aware. It's effortless. It's peaceful. It's free, unbound. Simple, not complicated. The complication arises when we imagine ourselves to be somebody. When we identify ourselves as a person, as somebody existing in time and space, as somebody who has to become better at this or that, somebody that needs to safeguard, protect them, argue their position. That is how the mind becomes complicated, encumbered and caught, wrapped up in the past. Defining ourselves via thought, via feelings, whichever way we define ourselves. We are superimposing upon this open, effortless presence. We are superimposing this straitjacket how we were and how we are and how we will be, how we should be, how we should not be. Images on the screen. And all along, and in this very moment, you are this effortless awareness. The words don't matter. Your reality is transparent, effortless being. That is not in time. In this moment is not in time. Presence, beingness is not in time. You imagine yourself in time. But time is an appearance that appears to you, appears to you as thoughts, appears to you as sensations, it appears to you. You imagine yourself to appear inside time, something called time. But in this moment, all you can be certain of is I am. And I am aware. I am aware that I am aware. And that I'm aware that I am. That you can be certain of. When this amness, this beingness, this awareness, this presence does not come and go. Thoughts appear and disappear. Sensations appear and disappear. The sun rises and the sunset. But awareness, I, do not appear nor disappear. We need to be clear about that. Check it out. To be certain that these words refer to your understanding, to your experience. And not some words you are hearing. But do not relate to your experience. Your experience is not in time. You do not experience the past, nor do you experience the future. You cannot experience an hour ago, nor can you experience an hour from now. Your experience is always this eternal, meaning not in time, aware presence. You are not a woman or a man. You're not a person. The body may be male, female body. Tall body, short body, whatever. Like your car could be a Ford or a Honda or a Toyota, whatever. But your house could be a two-bedroom, one-bedroom, three-bedroom house, whatever. But you are not the car, you're not the body, you're not the house. You are the knowingness, the awareness, the beingness, that which is, cannot not be. Take a look and be clear about what you're hearing. It actually is your experience that you are this transparent awareness, this presence. And this awareness is the reality which right now perceives and hears these words. It is not a female or male awareness. Awareness is not inside a room or outside the room. It's not in the kitchen or in the living room or in the garden. It has no location. And it's your very reality, your yourself, your true nature is that. You are that. So if you can be not knowing of what you are, it's simply allowing being to be. That is sufficient. Allow being to be. Without trying to mold or constrain being. The peace that you seek is your very being.